and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 10th of February, 2022, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Thank you. And we need the weather because we're running hot today. We're running hot.
You know, it's already 68 degrees in downtown Reading and going to get warmer as the day goes on. It's going to be a high of 87, a low of 55.
This is crazy.
It is, absolutely. And on Friday, a high of 87.
Climate change.
A low of 49. Saturday, a high of 82 and a low of 48. Something we're doing, I'm sure. Saturday night, a low of 48. On Sunday, a high of 80 and a low of 46. On Monday, cooling down a little bit and a slight chance of showers. Going to be 68 and a low of 41. And then kind of staying in the high 70s from there on through. But we'll hope for rain. Do the rain dance. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We are here with Scott Seaton he's the conductor of the North State Symphony, and when he shows up, means there's something happening. How you doing, Scott?
Doing great. How are you?
Is he okay?
I'm not hearing Scott.
Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Let's try. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. Now, we don't have a lot of time with you today because your schedulers have just have you running amok this morning.
It's a busy day.
Busy day. So what's happening?
We have a big concert this weekend.
There you go.
It's our first concert of the new year, our third big concert of the season, and the next stop on our season-long crescendo, meaning every concert you see this year is getting bigger and bigger.
Okay.
So on Sunday afternoon, right here in the Cascade Theater, we're going to do a concert called Finding Inspiration. And it's a great concert. It's our annual concert that we do a side-by-side with youth orchestras in both Chico and Reading. So it's great to have the young people join us on stage for one of our pieces. A lot of fun for them. An experience I wish I had had when I was a kid. And it's a concert that has a lot of pieces with a lot of different stories of inspiration, from Jean Sibelius writing a piece about a play called Peleus and Melisande. It's basically a giant love triangle. we have a piece by Maurice Ravel called Le Tambour de Couperin. And it was written, for example, between 1914 and 1917, and it has four movements dedicated to friends of his who died in the First World War. So a great piece of music. And also a look back on famous dances of the Baroque era. So that's what we're ending our concert with. We have wonderful horn soloist, Robert Font, who was our principal horn player, actually taking the place of who was scheduled because, you know, the world is what it is and complications happen, travel gets weird. So we're looking forward to featuring Robert on two works. And also we're doing a piece by Mendelssohn called The Hebrides Overture, which when he went to Scotland and saw this cave with these amazing basalt pillars just sprawling out before him, he was so inspired that he wrote a piece about it. And that's the piece that we're going to also feature our young musicians. So it's going to be a great concert. Should be a lot for everyone. And we're excited to have live music again this year.
So if someone's interested in going at this late date, how would they go about accomplishing that?
Well, you can go get tickets from the Cascade Theater box office. If you are unsure what to do, go to northstatesymphony.org, and it will point you in all the right directions.
Northstatesymphony.org.
Exactly.
Now, you want to get there early? Because
yes, you,
Scott stands up there at the front and tells you.
That's the best part of the
concert.
Really, yeah, I love
you
it.
Know, frankly, that is,
it
you
is.
Know,
I
one
love
of the
that,
best
that
part.
Front part. Yeah.
Tell them what you do, Scott.
Well, 1 hour before the show, so on Sunday it'll be at 1 p.m., I do a 30-minute pre-concert talk where I chat about the program you're about to hear, give you listening points. You get to, most times you get a chance to meet the soloist and hear, you know, a little bit of the behind the scenes stuff, you know, how did this person get here? What can we expect in the music? That sort of thing. So it's really a chance for me to sit down and chat with you, answer any questions, give you a synopsis and a storyline of what to expect that evening. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of people show up for it.
Well, you know, and the reason that, and the symphonies we put on up here are, these aren't a bunch of kids up here entertaining. Not that there's only anything for the kids. Okay, don't misunderstand me, but these are people who got some time under
their,
as we call it, time under the helmet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're very privileged here in the North State because our musicians are, you know, 50% of them come from Chico and Redding. That's our local base. And then the other 50%, you know, they're during concert weeks, they're coming from, you know, San Francisco, Southern Oregon, sometimes L.A. Our principal horn player lives in Memphis, Tennessee. Our principal percussion lives in Tucson, Arizona.
You pay them.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, mm-hmm. So these people are being paid.
I
never thought of it. I thought more, you know, I thought, first of all, you know, local, and I thought, well, no, this is a paid gig for people.
Yeah, it's a per-service regional orchestra, and, you know, but the people who come from far away, the Memphisites and the Tucsonites, they're, you know, they barely break even, if anything. So they come because they love playing with the North State Symphony. So that's a real testament to the incredible music making that's going on up here.
Well, one of the best kept secrets about Northern California is that we have all these things. People say, oh, it's Northern California. It's Shasta County. They don't have any music. They don't have this. They don't have that. We have it all. We just need to discover it.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of my biggest jobs is, you know, whenever the day comes that I leave the North State Symphony, it's not anytime soon, but my goal during this entire tenure is to make sure that every person in our community knows that there is a symphony orchestra at their disposal, that knows that there is this experience that they could be having with their fellow community members. And, you know, a lot of people just still don't know.
Right. They go, oh, well, so, like, here? And it's live? And it's, you know.
So I'm going to get out there, you know, at some point, I'm going to try to talk to every single one of you.
Well, and that's what this is about. This is why we have you on, so that we can share this information, and hopefully somebody that has never experienced it will take advantage and go this Sunday. And then once they go, then they start marketing it on their calendar.
Oh, absolutely.
It's incredible. It's an incredible experience, especially that upfront part where you really educate those of us who are not as familiar with the whole, you know, symphony music and the words and all the stories behind them. It makes it so much more interesting to be actually listening and know that, oh, this is a story about.
Exactly. You know, and it could be daunting to go to something the first time that is completely outside of your comfort, you know, realm. But in the end, it boils down to it's all music, and we all can love and appreciate music. And just because it's a, you know, a quote-unquote symphony orchestra, we're all musicians. We're all bringing music to you. And, you know, I encourage people. When I was in college, I would go to, you know, the Boston Symphony in a torn T-shirt and jeans because it was about the music. It's not about dressing up and, you know.
Kind of like what you're wearing today.
Exactly right.
No, I'm just kidding.
But it's really, you know, it doesn't matter how long your day was or what you're wearing. Just go to the symphony. Just experience live music with us, because it's my whole job these past few years have been about breaking down this wall, this perceived wall between the orchestra and the audience. You know, we're all there sharing the same thing, and that's why I want to emphasize to people.
Or that if you go to a symphony, you wouldn't consider going to a rock band or a country western
venue.
Oh,
I go to all these things.
And that's what I'm saying, but if you think, well, symphony's not my thing. If you like music, it surely is your thing.
Okay, Scott, one more time. How do people get a hold of you?
Check out northstatesymphony.org or just go to the Cascade Theater box office.
You will not be sorry. We've got to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. You know, it's Super Bowl.
1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information. Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio is a portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years. We had Matt Mosley on yesterday, who's going to be the new president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. Meanwhile, Jeff Fink has moved up to run the whole board of directors and everything. Anderson got its new branch on Monday of Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, right here in town. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Hey, on the phone we have Deborah Atlas, and she has. I had one of my people that work with me say, "Oh no, you've got to get her on." And you've written a book, Deborah, called "You Aren't Depression's Victim." So, yes. Good morning and welcome morning. Aboard.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good
nice
morning,
to be
Deborah.
Here.
So, tell us a little bit. You are usually a journalist, is that correct?
Yes, and primarily an environmental journalist. And by the way, I had lived in Reading for 15 years, something like that. I'm not currently there, but Reading always feels like home still.
Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
That's cool. Your book, you know, it's I think it's very timely because of everything that's gone on for the last 2 years. We had a psychologist in here, and they said, you know, a lot of times, well, he worked on suicide prevention, and he said a lot of people just lost hope, and that leads to negative things. So, can you tell us a little bit about the book?
I can. I want to say first that there's a lot of information there about depression, and a lot of it is very depressing. This book is a very uplifting and empowering book. I couldn't do it any other way. I know that there's so many things that trigger people with depression, having been there myself. And I wanted something that gave people hope and gave them practical strategies that they could use, that they could follow and create for themselves, steps to take, so that they ultimately could step back from the edge of depression. And that's what this book is about.
And you are speaking from this from firsthand experience.
I am. I have had depression probably at least since age 2. That's as far back as I could take it.
Wow.
But I didn't have a name for it. I wasn't diagnosed with depression until my mid-40s. So I suffered through it and didn't know what this huge cloud over my head was all about.
Well, you know, when you talk about tools to help you recognize depression, can you give some examples of that?
I can. To recognize it, one of the things that happens when people get into depression is that you suddenly become tunnel vision. You can't see anything outside of that. There's no hope. There's no possibility. You can't work. You can't focus. All of those things occur. And, you know, it's only after you get out from under that you go, oh, my God, look what I missed. Look at the opportunities, the things I could have done. But you couldn't see them when you were in the middle of it.
Yeah, if this started at the age of 2 and you weren't really treated for it till 40, so you lived a good share of your life.
Yeah.
And not recognizing that you really had this depression that was holding you back.
Right. And, you know, I did things, and from the outside, here's what's interesting, is that people who live with depression often are brilliant at masking it. They're the masters of disguise. From the outside, I looked like I was a happy kid, growing up, active, involved in things. It looked like that to everybody.
Mm.
But inside, I was a mess, and I was desperate, and I was sad all the time.
Well,
and had no understanding of why.
In depression, you know, I've heard different people speak of this. And how can you tell? And one of the things you write about in your book is how to where the edge of depression is, and then, you know, so you can start stepping back. I mean, what the symptoms or the underlying events that in your life that you know that would also help other people recognize somebody going through this.
Yes. How to recognize the edge is, number one, to realize that you are in the middle of this. You know, often when you have depression, you literally just, something happens, you get triggered and down you go. But to recognize there is an edge is a key piece to being able to step back. To recognize that maybe you don't have to go over the edge. You know, there are a couple of things, for example, that I've learned over the years is that we have habits that lead us straight over the edge. You know, when I used to be in the worst of my depression, I would curl up on the floor with my dog, sometimes in the fetal position, not always, but, you know, down on the floor. And I discovered later, after I'd been diagnosed and I began to look at all this, that if I stayed down long enough, I automatically would go into depression. It was like A plus B equals C.
Oh, so if you just laid down on the floor with your dog.
And stayed there for too long, that's right.
Yeah.
If I was heading towards depression, I would automatically fall in.
Wow.
And so now, you know, I've had things happen, stuff happens. I've lost people to COVID and other things. And one of them took me by complete shock, and I went down, and I hadn't for a long time. And then I went, wait a minute, stop. You need to get up, and you need to get moving. Or I knew I'd fall down. I'd fall down to that pit. And that's something else, is that when you see these kinds of habits that you do, or maybe it's your self-talk, you know, our self-talk, how we talk to ourselves about ourselves, is for people with depression some of the nastiest stuff you'd ever not want to hear.
Wow.
And if you can pay attention to that and go, wait, no, that's not true. And you know what? After all these years, sometimes when really intense stuff happens occasionally, I will still do that. And then I catch it and wait. So, no, we're not doing that today. That stuff's not true. I'm not going there.
Well, if I live with somebody, and luckily I don't, with depression. I mean, I live with somebody because I have depression. How would I, you know, and she is depressed, is there something that would ring a bell to me or to loved ones or to people in their family that something's going on?
Yes. Yeah, there are a couple of things. You know, I used to hibernate, what I call hibernate. I would, turn, you know, in the days of answering machines, you know, everybody had one.
Sure.
And I would turn it on. I would lock the door. I would not return calls. I would not call anyone. And if somebody came to the house, I wouldn't answer. You know, are they hibernating? Are they spending time alone and that's all they want to do? Are they staying in bed and that's all they want to do? You know, those kinds of things are big red flags.
Okay, hibernating, cutting themselves off from their friends and family, just wanting to sleep all the time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just some of the things to pay attention to.
Gee. Okay, so...
And, you know, let me give you an example.
Sure.
There was a time where I was hibernating, and I am ever so grateful to a good friend of mine who one day came over and started ringing the doorbell, and I didn't answer. Then he started pounding on the door, and I wouldn't answer. Then he started yelling at me through the door, and I didn't answer. And he said, I am not going away. And I said, leave me alone. He said, no, you are going to come out, and we are going to talk, and then we are going out. Because I'd been hibernating for at least a week. And eventually I opened the door, and he said, we're going out. I said, I don't want you. He said, I don't care. And we just went out and we did errands, and slowly I began to come back into having energy and a little interest in what was going on around me. You know, that took a lot of courage for him to do. You know, it was a major intervention. And but that probably saved me tremendously, you know, because my hibernating times could go anywhere from a day or two to weeks. And I'm not unusual in that. People do that who have depression.
So during those periods when you're doing that, obviously what you were not working for some place where you were expected to be. I mean, if a person has a job and is expected and anticipated to be at a certain place 9 to 5, 5 days a week.
Right.
And how that would be more difficult for this depression to set in and not be noticed by someone.
Well, it is, and yet people who have depression will call in sick. And who's going to question?
Well, that's true, especially during COVID and all this.
Okay,
right. So what I'm hearing is if I suspect this with a friend of mine, I've got to get engaged. And
mm-hmm.
Okay, so I engage with my friend. What do I do then? Is there places out there? I mean, are there colleges? How do you help somebody?
First thing is, if you're a friend, you ask questions that they can't answer with a yes or a no. You know, it's like being a journalist. You ask open-ended questions.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you listen. You don't try and fix them. You listen. It's very hard for people who are deep in depression to talk about it. Number one, did you know that over 2/3 of the people who suffer from depression aren't diagnosed? That's the latest statistic I read, and I was stunned.
Well, I can imagine that. Yeah, because they're depressed, they're keeping it a secret, and, you know.
That's right.
And they're functioning enough that, you know, that could happen. It's scary.
Yeah.
It
is.
Okay. If you're depressed.
It is scary.
Is the suicide rate among depression, people that are depressed, it just seems like it would be, you know, high?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very. It is a leading factor. Because when you are that kind of depressed, you know, and I've been there. I attempted suicide at age 14. Something happened. I got majorly triggered, and it wasn't the first time this had happened, but it was the last time. And I went, it's hopeless. It's helpless. There's nothing I can do. And I gave up. And fortunately for me, I had two friends from school who called and realized that, and they notified my parents, and there, but for the grace of God, you know, I'm still here.
Well, it wasn't your time, that's for sure.
It wasn't. It clearly wasn't. And I'm ever so grateful. But, you know, when people are at the edge of wanting to kill themselves, to off themselves, they don't see anything else. It is absolutely stark, dark, gray, helpless, hopeless. You can't see anything else. You just can't.
I am so glad that Diane arranged this, you know, for a variety of reasons. One, we're going through this with COVID. The collateral damage, especially on kids, is I mean, it's well documented already, and mm-hmm. so, you know, the depression they have and all this, but the so having ideas or proven ways of helping people, which is in your book,
mm-hmm.
Is so important. What do you want people to leave with, Deborah?
I want them to know it's not hopeless. And I pose a radical thought, probably a few of them in the book, but that you have a choice whether or not to fall into depression. That's why I talk about that there's an edge to depression. You have a choice, but there's a moment. And being aware of what you do and what triggers you and what's actually going on are key factors to recognizing that moment where you can choose to go there or not. You know, I lost my parents a few years ago. I lost my mom 3 years ago. And I fully expected me to go down into the pit. You know, I was close to my mom. I'd moved back to Texas, where I'm from, to spend a few years with her. And, you know, and I'm grateful for that. So I expected I'd go there. And I didn't. I had days where I got close to it, and then I said, you know what, I'm not going there today. I'm not going there today.
And
I stepped back.
And you, what? You know, being an adult, going through this, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, you can do that. And you can see
Well, but
kids.
I've had years of practice,
Yeah, that's
too.
What I mean. You
I've
know,
had years of practice,
right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're kids, don't have that.
When you feel it coming on, is there something you do, like get dressed and go someplace, go do something
fun?
Oh,
what a great question. I love that question. Yes. For me, one of the things that I found works for me is when I'm starting to go there, I tell my dog, we're going to go dance. And I go put on some fun, upbeat music, and we start dancing around the living room.
There you go.
He thinks it's time to play. I go dance, and I've discovered when you're dancing full out, you cannot be depressed. You cannot be sad. It's physically impossible. You can't do it. So it's got to be up music, and you've got to do it 100%. And that gets me out of it instantly.
That's very interesting that you would say that, because I know I live alone, and through this whole COVID thing, that has been one of mm-hmm. those things where you find yourself spending a lot more time alone.
Yes.
I play a lot of music, and I do a lot of dancing around just in the front room by myself.
Isn't it interesting?
Because it is. It makes you're right. You can't stay depressed if you're
You've never seen me dance.
Well,
but I feel good. I feel good. I don't, you know, frankly,
that's
if
the
you don't,
part.
There
it
you go.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
Anybody else. Yeah.
Okay. We're here with Deborah Atlas. She's written this book called You Aren't Depression's Victim. She is somebody that's gone through this, has attempted suicide at age 14, has written a book about how to recognize that edge, ideas about what you can do to pull back for other people to identify depression in your friends in these. And where can we get this book at?
It's available through Barnes & Noble. It's available on Amazon. It's available at Target.com, of all places. So it's available more and more places. But those are the key ones where you can get it, like, today, or get it ordered immediately.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon and have it delivered tomorrow in case you're having a bad day.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or you can have it delivered to your Kindle, I would imagine.
Yeah, your Kindle, too.
Yes. Thank you. It is an e-book. That's right.
It is.
It is an e-book.
Okay. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for your patience with me.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on the show this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. Now, one of the things that can help you, if you are probably not feeling well and all this, and if you don't overdo it, is to hop into your Sleep Number bed and get a good night's sleep.
At the appropriate time.
But as we learned, you don't want to stay in there for a week in your Sleep Number bed.
Even though it's so comfortable sometimes, it certainly is tempting.
I tell you what, there's a strong connection between a healthy diet and improved sleep. In fact, healthy food choices have also been linked with your circadian rhythm, that 24-hour master clock that helps regulate your sleep. Now, since we know that proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, why not go over to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, lay on the beds, see what Trish and I have been talking about. Trish has had her bed for 20 years. It allows you to change the firmness of your mattress, and this is really important if you have a partner there. Like my Sleep Number setting is 70. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45, and that's a big difference.
I can feel
the difference. I roll over during the night, and I can feel the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there helps ensure a better night's sleep. Don't miss the Ultimate Sleep Number Event Weekend Sale. Save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. This ends Monday, February 14th, which is
Valentine's Day.
What a great Valentine's Day present that would be. Now, that's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
I do believe in you, and I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And now we realize love's not all that it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones, So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The Sikh Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with Shasta Lake Chiropractic in the city of Shasta Lake, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, February 18th, from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard. All COVID-19 vaccines, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available, including boosters. No appointment needed. California's indoor mask requirement is ending this month for those who've been vaccinated, and all Shasta County residents ages 5 and up are now eligible to receive the vaccine. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated at this free clinic in the city of Shasta Lake and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Friday, February 18th from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Chris Clark and Carl Bott. It is Thursday, the 10th of February, 7:43 in the morning. It's 64 degrees. It's going up to, did I hear 87 today? That can't be right. Let me look.
See,
it's yep, a high near 87. And tomorrow and Friday, that's tomorrow. And, Saturday, 82.
Do you know what national day this is?
What day is this?
National Umbrella Day.
Whoa. It may be somewhere. And, well, you know, you need an umbrella today because of the sun. Remember, my friends, 87. You've been driving around with your dog in the car or your kids. Be careful because if you leave them in the car when it's 87 degrees, when you come back, it won't be cool. It won't be nice because that the temperature in your car is just going to go up well in the hundreds. So be careful about that. Now, you know, last Thursday, the election was over, mm-hmm. and they were making the initial, but they still had a lot of counting to do.
Absolutely.
Kathy Darlin Allen came in, great interview, talking about the whole process and everything. Now, as of this morning, it went from like 6 or 7% to 10%. Now it's 12% lead for the yeses. So in reality, when she said on Friday, when you count the, you know, even the unopened ballots, mm-hmm. she said it would take, she didn't use the word miracle, but it would be something that she's never seen before. You know, the percentages that you would need. Anyway, Supervisor Modi did not show up for the Tuesday meeting. I imagine as soon as she gets the results officially, everything's been recounted and all that, she's going to take it over to the Board of Supervisors somewhere around the 18th. And from what I've heard, the Board of Supervisors, you know, you have to give a 24-hour notice. We'll meet and certify the results. They're not going to wait to go into March.
That certainly makes sense. The sooner that they can verify it, accept it, and move on, we're at a point where I think there's every possibility that the community can kind of calm down, take an analysis of where we are now, and move forward. If we don't belabor it and just kind of continue to drag it out, it's done. It's over. That what they attempted to do worked. And I think that in talking to people, the key factor, well, a lot of people thought when they were trying to go after all three of them that it was all about the COVID situation and all of that. The underlying fact that I think got Supervisor Modi was the car fire, the grand jury. Well, I think that was the determining factor. From when I'm talking to people, that was what they paid attention to.
That
the mudslinging,
yes,
all of the rest of that really didn't play into that so much.
I was getting emails from people I didn't know, and that's exactly what they said. They said the grand jury is what made the difference. Now, other people got irritated by the fact that he was made, you know, chairman of the Board of Supervisors.
That certainly didn't help. That salt in the wound,
right?
Kind of in your face attitude.
And then that one meeting when it turned, he was challenging them and all this, which I understand. I mean, it's his right. He's the chair. But I don't think that helped either. And so there was a number of things and. People have spoken,
yes,
as I've said.
Yes, they have.
If you want to hear somebody that's just not accepting this, just go to a news cafe and read Donnie. She's not accepting this. So, obviously, we have, you know, the balloting, mail-in ballots were from people not even living in the country. And no, she didn't say that.
No, I think that, no, but it is, I found it interesting because... so much was made by some people about the issues before the board and what have you. And I'm here to tell you that, and this is a sad thing, but a great deal of our population has no idea what the Board of Supervisors does,
no.
what they're responsible for, how they impact our lives in any way, shape, or form, who represents them, which district they're in. I ran into it again this at the breakfast on Sunday. With people talking about which district are you in? Well, I don't know which district I'm in. I just shake my head. Yeah. I just continue. I'm amazed that the apathy of the people.
Well, that's probably when they say 21,000, registered voters. Maybe a third of them don't know which district they're in. So we've got to take a break. This portion.
I love it when people walk by the window and wave.
Blake from Viva Downtown. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding and a great place to hang out at.
Yes.
Super selection.
It's like a candy store when you're just feeling, speaking of depression, you're just feeling down a little bit and you want to just go in. And even if somebody isn't going to buy you that Valentine gift, nothing says you can't do it for yourself.
That's right, and it is Valentine's Day Monday, my friends. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Thanks. Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We have exciting news. Now open for your gaming pleasure is our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Come discover the lucky legend of Dragon Link and Lightning Link in our new slot lounge. With 58 of your favorite progressives. Just follow the lightning bolts to discover lightning fast jackpots. Our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Open now. For more information, please visit windriver.com. Find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Things are starting shaking.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, right down the street from here where I take my truck. That's why my truck always looks shiny and new, because Quick and Clean Car Wash, it's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros. Wonderful people working there. Friendly people wiping down your vehicle afterwards with clean towels.
Clean, soft towels. Oh,
great
towels.
People. You know, you just want to, you know, Linda goes, where did they find these guys? This is what she said, or these young people. She says, is there a casting that says good-looking young people, polite, to work at Quick and Clean? I mean, that's the way it is.
It is, and they always do such a good job, and they always with a smile, and makes you feel good to have a clean car.
It does. Hey, a couple things. I love this. Bay Area homeowners and residents in California's Bay Area are being asked to take in vagrants as homelessness continues to spiral out of control. Several nonprofits and the mayor in the area are prodding residents and landlords to take in one of the nearly 30,000 homeless individuals in the five-county area, the Mercury News reports.
I bet Nancy Pelosi's house would hold a bunch. She's got a lot of extra rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, she certainly got a big enough refrigerator that she could feed all of them.
Yeah, and she has a fence that would protect them, so they could just camp out on her yard.
Exactly.
They could bring in porta-potties.
Absolutely.
Maybe, you know, turn on the hose so they can, you know.
Absolutely.
Great idea.
And Newsom's probably got some room in his area as well.
Okay. Richard, good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Yeah, don't be sorry. It's your show.
Oh, okay.
you know, you guys are not attending the board meetings for whatever reason, but it kind of puts you behind the curve. Very powerful things were said yesterday at the board meeting. And this recall's over, but this is going to be a very contentious year because there are many, many more county offices, school boards, everything else. We're going to be having a lot of people run. And, you know, I'm going to use the word swamp. I know it's overused, but it is a swamp. And
it's a what?
So it's going to actually be
a swamp. Richard?
Swamp.
Oh, a swamp. Yeah. Okay, I got you. Okay, I didn't understand what you said.
It's going to be a... The tumult and the organized chaos in no way is over in Shasta County. We have just begun. This was only the first step. As was said by a speaker at a board meeting, the head of the snake has now been removed, but still much, much work to be done. And if I could, if people would start showing up to the Freedom Coalition meetings Thursday night at 2570 South Bonneview, is a church. We're going to start giving instructions tonight on how people can start running for county board seats, school board seats, etc. Deadline's coming up, second week of March, to file for most of these offices. And so it's going to be an interesting year, Carl. Trust me.
You know what? I agree with you, Richard, because I've talked to some of the leaders here beside you. And that's what it is. And, you know, this was the big election, but if you care about what's going on in your school district, it's the school board that swings the big stick.
Absolutely. The school board has the autonomous authority. They're elected officials, and they just have to be courageous and brave and, you know, give the old proverbial one-finger salute to the state and feds when they do things that are unconstitutional, immoral, or, you know, just do the right thing for your kids. There will be political and financial ramifications. Yes, there will. But you have to do what's right for the kid. And at the county level, you have to do what's right for the county, not just today. But really, I know we're almost out of time, but it just kills me, Carl, when everybody just is, they're too worried about today. What am I going to get today? What am I paying benefits today?
What's the 5-year plan?
The kids are paying for all of this. The grandkids are paying for everything we're doing today. And it just kills me when people forget that. Anyways, I want to thank you for the call.
Okay, Richard, I wanted to say one thing that, you know, I understand that it's not over, and certainly it shouldn't be. You'll never hear anyone stronger than me trying to get people to get involved in your government at every level, because that's how we make the difference. Having said that, it does not need to be contentious and unruly. We need, hopefully going forward, and I heard several of the people address it at the boardroom because I did listen to the boardroom even though I don't attend, that we can do this in a civilized manner. We don't need to scream at each other and be rude to each other. Both sides need to listen and act, but we need to be gracious and not go through this. It's discouraging to a lot of people who would become involved when it becomes that contentious and ugly.
Yes, ma'am. Real quick, I know we're almost out of time. If the representatives would honestly listen and respond to the
people,
there would be no need to raise our voices. Thank you so much.
You're absolutely
okay,
right.
Richard. And Richard's right. This is not over.
No.
This is not over.
No, and I hope it's not, because I've
people need to be involved. People need to be involved.
At the very least, know what the issues are and vote.
At the very least, vote. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break from the news, and we're going to come back. We've got a Simpson University athletic director, and Simpson is just kicking butt out there.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that and a few other things. Plus, we're going to do our initial community calendar. Is going to come right at 8:05. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. From the gas station to the grocery store and pretty much everywhere else, prices have been rising. And the government's Consumer Price Index for January, released this morning, tells us just how much they've gone up.
The Labor Department says consumer prices jumped 7.5% last month compared with January of last year. It's the highest rate of inflation in four decades. The one-month price gain from December to January held steady at 0.6%, but that was more than economists had expected, though a tad slower than earlier in the fall.
It's correspondent Ben Thomas. It's not only Ottawa. Truckers protesting Canadian government COVID mandates continue snarling traffic on the Ambassador Bridge, linking Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. The BBC's Samira Hussein is there.
The economic impact could be serious. 25% of all trade between Canada and the United States happens here, or it did until angry truckers decided to intervene. In Canada, rage seems to have spread as fast as Omicron. Now, police in the nation's capital are calling for reinforcements as they work out how to dismantle an occupation. For now, the tactic is to slowly starve the convoy of cash and fuel.
The bottleneck between Detroit and Windsor has forced the closure of a Ford plant. Britain's top diplomat urging Russia to go the diplomatic route, even as thousands of Russian troops now engaged in military exercises in Belarus, part of the Russian military buildup on Ukraine's doorstep. Stocks tumbled right out of the gate this morning on Wall Street, the market reacting to the latest inflation report. Right now, the Dow is down 143 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index off 89, and the S&P 500 Index trading 25 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We or United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage, 425 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access, Federal or Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Top Senate Republicans are urging states to ignore advice from the Biden administration on how to spend funds received as part of the infrastructure bill signed into law in November.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito have sent a letter to governors telling them to ignore guidance issued by the administration back in December. The guidance had suggested states must use the money to shore up existing roadways rather than build new roads and bridges. The senators write that the bill did not give the Federal Highway Administration, quote, the authority to dictate how states should use their federal formula funding, nor prioritizes public transit or bike paths over new roads and bridges. Bob Agner reporting.
AstraZeneca reporting a big jump in revenue as it begins to rake in a profit from its coronavirus vaccine for the first time. Company recorded full-year revenues of $37.4 billion, an increase of 38% from the year before. News and analysis at townhall.com. The head of the NFL insists the league will not tolerate racism or harassment.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he bears responsibility for the league's struggles on improving diversity among high-level executives and coaching staffs.
We just have to do a better job. We have to look, is there another thing that we can do to make sure we're attracting that best talent here and making our league inclusive? If I had the answer right now, I would give it to you.
In a press appearance before the Super Bowl, Goodell says the league will look into allegations made by former Miami coach Brian Flores in a lawsuit charging racism in the league. And he says the NFL will take over an investigation into alleged sexual harassment by Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder. I'm Jennifer King.
His family says it was an accidental blow to the head that resulted in the death of Bob Saget, the 65-year-old actor-comedian found dead last month in his Florida hotel room. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And except for Thursdays, and it's Trish Clark, we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Today is the 10th of February, 2022, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jerry's at the helm, waving at us. Yay.
Good morning.
And it's National Umbrella Day. Yep.
Yeah, I wish we had a need for them. Yeah.
Well, you do today, because it's going to be so damn hot.
We keep the sun off. Exactly. It's already 66 degrees in downtown Ready. We're looking for a high of 87 today, a low of 55 this evening. On Friday, a high of 87 and a low of 49. Saturday, sunny and a high of 82, low of 48. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 80 and a low of 46. On Monday, a slight chance of showers. And let's pray for rain. It's only going to be 68 degrees and a low of 41. Tuesday, high near 67 and a low of 41. And kind of staying in the high 70s through the rest of the week. Not much rain in the
March has got to come in and just be a crappy month as far as cloudy, rain, more rain, and then more rain. We need it.
We desperately need it. I actually had to turn the sprinklers on. You got to be watering. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-4793.
Okay. Today it's our inauguration. Our inaugural introduction of our community calendar. So, and Pat Karch.
Hey, Carl.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Carl has set up a great website for you guys out there. If you go to the KCNR website, KCNR1460.com, and I'm going to do that while I'm talking to you here to make sure I know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Make sure that works.
Yeah. And so you go to the website, and then you scroll down to the bottom, and over here, and Carl's probably doing it with me, too.
Yeah, I am.
You click on events down there, okay? And all of the events that are in the area that Carl wants put up on the website are in there, and it's a good deal.
Well,
how do we get our events in there?
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that, but when you say what Carl wants, we look at each one of these. I mean, if it's, National Chase a Cat Down and Kick It Day, that's not going to get in there. Okay, you see what I mean?
Yeah. Right. But if it's anything to do with Piano Angels or Pat Karch Band, it'll probably... No, I'm just kidding. So anyhow, over on the right, there is a spot that says Submit Your Event, and you can go to there and do that. It's going to ask you all the particulars, like the address and what time does it start and what day of the week and all that stuff. That's important. You submit that, and it'll be pending, and then Carl's engineers will review that on a daily basis, and they'll, complete any missing information, which happens a lot. A lot of people can't find the address, or they don't put what time it starts and stuff like that, and we'll complete that and hit the completion button, and then voila, it appears in the list there, and we're just looking at the list right now as an example. I'll just give you a few
And this reaches out, it's not just this weekend. We're reaching out 2 or 3 months so you can start planning on this. So
if it's a ticketed event.
Yeah,
right?
So if you're looking at, just say, the Reading Rodeo. We know it's going to be in May, and this will tell, you know, have, you know, places to, so you can get your tickets and all the events they're having.
Yeah, it'll, usually the link is included if there's ticketing and other, you know, things like that. You know, coming up here, we have Meet Your Sheriff Day. That's coming up on February 17th over at Matson Vineyards. That's kind of a cool event. North State Symphony, Carl and Trish talked with Scott Seaton, the conductor of the symphony, this morning. His event is in there, and that gives you some particulars if you want to know about that. You know, I know everybody wants to know that the double bass is going to be featured in that. So
the VFW Post 9650 in Anderson. So
there you go.
Every Thursday at 8:05 for about 5 minutes, we're going to go through this. And this is, by the way, this is being brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. Curtis called me about this and said, hey, can you do this? And I said, we absolutely can't. So they are sponsoring this. Siskiyou Insurance Services on 857 Mistletoe Lane in Reading. And you can reach them at 530-224-2345.
And they do all kinds of insurance?
Yeah,
okay.
All kinds.
Right on.
Personal, business, workers' compensation, group medical, professional liability, commercial auto, auto dealer, shop garage. Yeah.
Well, thank you to Siskiyou Insurance for sponsoring the community calendar on KCNR Radio.
And just go to, like we said, KCNR1460.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page where it says events, like the Frontier Senior Center.
Community breakfast at Frontier Senior Center.
And it's
going to be Sunday of every month.
And it's going to be in there.
Absolutely.
And it will stand unless you tell us not to. Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Pat, for putting all this together. And Chauncey, our website innovator, who got into this. Now, sorry to take 5 minutes of your time, but we have Dan Tating, who is the athletic director over at Simpson University. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
And okay. Now, you took over as interim for a while, and then they saw the obviously that you could do the job. So you're also the baseball coach over there.
I am. Yeah, I took over as the interim at the end of April of this year, and then I took over as a permanent athletic director in July, and I've been the head baseball coach since 2018, and the assistant since 2014. So I've been
been around
for a while. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So Simpson has really expanded its athletic department in the last 5 years. Would you say that's true statement?
It is absolutely true. We've added, you know, swimming and diving. We've added track and field. We've added, you know, men's volleyball, so, and women's wrestling. So we've added sports, but along with that, we've just seen a tremendous growth in the success, you know, of our athletics programs, especially on, you know, on the winning side of things, which is great to see for the community, but also just, you know, in the growth of our athletes too.
Okay. So you've got everything. What sport do you not have that we still need?
So we're
besides
looking
at ski shooting.
Ski shooting. We're actually looking at starting a competitive cheer program.
Whoa. In fact, today, Shasta High School Wolves cheerleading team is heading down to the national finals.
Wow.
And Linda has been watching this documentary called Cheers. And it's two colleges. One's a junior college. You're probably familiar with this.
I have seen this, yes.
And the drama and the, you know, I mean, it is, it's unbelievable how much work these kids put in it. They can get scholarships to colleges.
Mm-hmm. It's a really intense sport.
It is.
The competitive side is amazing, and the stunts and the athleticism that they show. But we've been following, you know, just our local teams in our area, and we're going, wow, this is really something that we have to.
You should recruit the whole team.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Then you'd be at a level already.
Yes.
Except some of them are probably not ready. You know, they're probably like juniors. So you take all the seniors, give them a full ride, and become nationally famous.
We have a tremendous amount of local talent that we're excited to tap into. So, you know, we're hoping in the next week or two we can make some formal announcements and get going.
Great. So, you know, that's outstanding. And you've also got a bass fishing team, and people laugh about this, but bass fishing is in many, many universities and colleges and JCs.
We live
competitive.
As everybody knows, we live in such a great area for bass fishing. It was like a no-brainer to start a bass fishing team a few years ago. And
well,
so,
some of the best bass fishing in the world is located in Shasta County.
Oh, absolutely. So I think that's something that we, you know, they've been super successful in the past few years, and I know this year they're nationally ranked, and it's just great to see those sports and those things that our community can really support.
And a well-rounded education includes all those things. It's one of the things we have to be sure that our individuals, as they're going through college, get ready for life, and that includes all of those things. It includes music and sports, and along with reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Okay. It's 8:15 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're with Dan Tating, who's the athletic director over at Simpson University, talking about how they've expanded their sports over there over the last 5 years and now are looking to put together a cheer team. You know, there's a lot of people interested in that. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick a call at 262-2168 for a free consultation. And he'll tell you, he'll listen to your case. And if it looks like it's going the way it should, he'll just say, nope, just continue. Because last thing you want is a lawyer in the middle of this, because then everybody clamps. You know, their sphincters get tight. But if you're not getting the help you need, then give Patrick a call. The insurance company has a bunch of lawyers. That's what Patrick used to do before he switched over to helping people. And you're going to need somebody that's going to fight for you. And Patrick Gorman is that kind of guy. Give him a call at 262-2168 today. And by the way, at the One Safe Place crab feed, Patrick, during the auctions there, they had a handmade guitar by Ty Boss, who makes beautiful guitars. Has a story behind it. You know, it's, you know, kind of like if something's damaged and the Japanese will fix it. And it's a, you know, great story. And he bought that guitar. And he says his kid plays, but his kid's only going to touch it when he's playing. Yeah. Because of the money he spent on this guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, it becomes, you know, he could have bought a horse. Anyway, but that's the kind of person he is. He supports our community, and he's a great attorney. We'll be right back.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.io.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 8:20 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, going up to 87. That's scary.
It is.
Yeah, today's the 10th of February. 18 more days, you know, February, 28 days.
Yeah, I know.
And then it'll be March.
And then it'll be Christmas.
And then it'll be my birthday. Yeah. Hey, if you suffer from an orthopedic injury, strain, or sprain, give Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang your body so that they can fix you and get you back into action. Stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. Or give them a call and set up that appointment at 533-5030. 533-5030. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. We're here with Dan Tating, athletic director of Simpson University, and this is a place maybe, do y'all have your own training staff, I guess?
We do have a training staff. Oh, we have a trainer right now, and we also contract multiple trainers for all of our events.
Yeah. Well, they've worked with the U.S. gymnastics team and pro football and all those kind of things. I mean, I'm just wondering how y'all did that, because you probably don't have the budget to put a whole physical rehab group there.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense to have that. You know. Now, you also have, you had a swimmer that went to the Olympic trials.
Yes, Thomas Higdon went to Olympic trials last year.
Yeah, and I met Thomas, and he was working over at the Y, and I'm not sure what he's doing. But the other thing you have is women's wrestling. Is that a big thing?
It's been a growing sport in college.
It's in the Olympics.
In the Olympics, yeah, it's growing everywhere. And California is a good place to find some of those wrestling programs from the high schools. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of growing slowly in California, the college level. We don't have a ton of programs in California, which makes it somewhat challenging to get outside of California to compete. But it's something that's going to grow and continue to grow.
Why?
You know, I just think that there's,
this isn't like the WWE, okay? This is college wrestling. And, you know, when I was growing up, and even way after I grew up, this was not something that was happening. And now, it's an Olympic sport.
I just think you find more and more sports, like you had mentioned before, that are just, you know, people want to be involved, and they want to be a part of something. And we're just finding more sports that are kind of, were on the fringes before and not mainstreamed, and now people are getting involved and they're organizing it, and it's growing, you know, whether it be competitive cheer, you know, and stunt as a college sport or women's wrestling.
Yeah, the competitive cheer, is that strictly female, or is it male and female?
So at the college ranks, you can do both. We're planning on doing a co-ed, but you have co-ed teams and then you have, you know, female only teams. So,
I think Shasta High is female only, I think. I mean, from the photos I saw. But that documentary, you know, you've got men in there. And, you know, a lot of those are your base guys. And then you have your flyers where they throw them 1,000 feet in the air and they do all these things and they come down and get caught. but it's also one of the sports that people get injured in, even more so than football.
Yeah. It is. And you need to take a huge amount of precautions with the padding and how you, you know, and how, what we're looking at with flooring and then stunt and separating practice, like a cheer-type practice with a stunt-type practice. It's pretty intense. And I actually, you know, just watching that documentary as part of the research of saying, okay, what do we really need? You know, as a baseball coach, you don't see every sport. I mean, even some of the intricacies of swimming or of soccer, you know, you don't really get to see if you're coaching one sport the whole time. So it's interesting when you see all these different, you know, culture of each sport, and it's, you know, some of those documentaries help.
Now, you all are doing real well this year over at Simpson.
Yeah, the athletic department this year has been, I mean,
sports teams, yeah.
You know, in the fall we had, you know, men's soccer with their second winning season in a row, second time going to playoffs. Coach Cornejo has done a great job with that program. Coach Carrera with women's soccer, they also second year in a row of a winning season and going to playoffs. Right now, Coach Franklin and Coach Mendez with men's and women's basketball are both on a 4-game win streak. You know,
isn't your men's team in first place or not?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, we have this year we have pods, so we have regional pods where our conference is divided up by region, and so they're first in their pod in the Northern California pod right now.
Okay.
They're in Southern California on a road trip with the women's team. The women's team has won 4 in a row. They're second in the pod. Baseball right now is, you know, just came off of a 4-game sweep.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's opening up for the athletes that they can get back to regular competition.
It is. I mean, last year was a lot of trying to figure out and navigate.
Hard to Zoom a basketball game.
Exactly. And this year it's been just great to see we're continuing that, you know, and the support from the community, support from the faculty and the staff and the administration. It's great when you see something coming kind of to fruition and everybody supporting and excited about those teams.
The recruiting. I think Todd put, you know, 75,000 miles on his recruiting. I mean, you've got people playing basketball from England and other places. Is he still here, by the way, the English guy?
Yes.
The seven foot.
I think he just, I think he's graduating this year.
Okay, right. He's graduating now. Yeah. Okay. How is it harder to recruit it's a university, y'all have great academics and all this, but is it harder to recruit to, you know, it's a Christian university? And having kind of being up here in Reading.
I think it's just a matter of finding the pockets of the types of athletes that want to come to Reading. You wouldn't believe it. Like on the baseball team, we have 12 Hawaiians, and the Hawaiians love Reading. And it's just finding those pockets, whether it be the Central California, Southern California, internationally. You know, basketball and soccer tend to do, you know, get a lot of international people, you know, international interest. We have a new golf coach who's been doing a great job recruiting for next year, and he has internationals, you know, more the European internationals for golf. And it's just, I just think it's a matter of finding the right fits for the university. And it's different. It used to be where you were getting in your car and you drive around and watch a bunch of people, you know, perform. And now you, lots of videos, lots of Zooms, lots of phone time. I mean, that's really where it's at with the recruiting right now.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. Because that's what you build your teams is recruiting. They've got to, you know, they come in, they go to school, and we can't forget that. They've got to keep an academic grade point average to play. And it takes a lot of time to be a good athlete. As we all know.
Oh, absolutely.
And then keep your grade point up. Yeah. Okay. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, and Trish is, the city of Reading Electric Utility, Reading Electric Utility, has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle in the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back with Dan Tating, Athletic Director of Simpson University.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA, 246-YMCA, or go online to sfymca.org.
That's welcome the kind back of music that I'm saying. How can you be depressed? How can you not feel up and
it took me
music?
2 years to find the song, the name of it, because I'd hear it on the radio, and they never give the names of the songs.
But you have an app on your phone that you can listen, and it'll tell you.
I don't do that. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm heading down to, after the show, get my regular haircut down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've gone to since I've lived in Reading, and it is a great place. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. It's on Athens Avenue down there, right? As you walk into, as you drive in past, I think it's Lucky Miller's now, which is not a bad place either. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We're here with Dan Tating, who is the athletic director of Simpson University. We're talking about athletics there at Simpson. and they're, you know, how they've expanded, how, you know, the recruiting of these student athletes. They've had Olympic swimmers in the sense of going to the Olympic trials and getting, you know, close. Now we're going to talk a little bit about facilities. And you're expanding. Well, Simpson is expanding in a lot of things. And you are not just the athletic director, but you're also the baseball coach. So has that started yet?
Oh, yes. We're for baseball.
Oh, that's right. You just swept a four-game series. That's mm-hmm. right. I knew that.
Yeah, we're 5-5 right now. We're just excited to, with you know, trying to move that baseball field project along. We're really close to being able to play on the baseball field. We're hoping sometime by the end of...
Where do you play?
Right now we play at Tiger Field. We practice on campus.
Great place.
It's been...
They want to expand Tiger Field, too. I think that's a great idea.
Some of those proposals look amazing.
Oh, wow.
For that expansion. But it's just great to be on campus and have our players every day at practice be able to walk straight from class to the cafeteria to the baseball field. And so that's kind of a work in progress. But I think it's, you know, we've run a camp there, a baseball camp called the U.S. Baseball Academy. We've done that for 10 years now, I believe. And it's just great to be on campus, seeing all these community members coming with their children and going like, oh, I didn't know this was here. And so just being able to do that, those sort of things where we can bring the community in, especially since we don't play in the summertime. So it'd be a great place where we could have the community playing in the summertime and just kind of be an open center.
One of the things that we always talk about when Simpson's on the show is well-kept secret. We talked earlier with Scott Seaton about the symphony and how many people are unaware that we have a really good symphony in Shasta County, Symphony Orchestra, and Simpson College, four-year college. University. People say, we need a university here. And I was constantly reminding them, we have an excellent four-year university which offers everything right here in Shasta County.
Oh, yes. I mean, I teach. I'm actually a math teacher. I taught math and high school math for 17 years before I was athletic director this year. So, I teach a few classes here and there at the university and just – you know, in helping in the education department and the teacher credentialing program and then, you know, watching our nursing program. I mean, it's amazing. It's, you know, you don't really realize it until you see someone doing just this great job and where are you from? Oh, I went to Simpson. You know, we have nursing majors on our baseball team. And if a player is getting hurt, they're right there ready to help it's just amazing to see that in action.
The wonderful thing about Simpson, since they've been here for what 30 some years now,
and they
see a need in the community and then they fill it, and they've done that repeatedly with the nursing program, with the teaching credentials, a lot of things that they didn't offer when they first came here. They've branched out, and there's a need for this, and it's been very remarkable to watch.
It's, you know, we're really trying. Specifically in the athletics department, we have a lot of athletes who are non-local, you know, athletes, and so we're trying to get them really engaged in the community. We've had we'll call it competitions, because as coaches, we're always competing, right? And so we have competitions where we had like a bell ringing competition for the Salvation Army before Christmas, where teams were going out and I think it was over a dozen locations and bell ringing, just trying to get out there in the community. And, you know, obviously that helps grow our athletes and grow them as people. But just, you know, when you hear now we're getting a lot more phone calls from people in the community. Hey, I heard you guys do this. Can we be a part of that? And absolutely. Let's get our
get the students out and involved in the community, so more people are aware of what Simpson College
is. Oh, for sure.
Simpson University is doing, yes. I think, college.
Yes. Yeah. Like it.
Yeah. It's such a great, and if you haven't been out to the campus, we were talking off the air about every time I go out there or look, it's a beautiful, beautiful addition to Shasta County and constantly expanding.
When you get a recruit on campus, it's usually a no-brainer. We can usually sign that recruit when they see just how beautiful our campus is and the location. And, you know, when you're standing at the top of, we have a little hill by the baseball field, and you can show a baseball record. Look, there's Mount Shasta, there's Mount Lassen, and there's, wow, this is a gorgeous place.
Now, are you all going to be paying your athletes?
Well, the NIA, yeah.
That new one?
The new, yeah, they're, we, the universities don't necessarily do that, but it's the, you know, we could have, they could be sponsored by local businesses who then, then pay those
athletes.
Do you
like that idea?
I really haven't thought about it a ton just because I know we're not going to be at that spot just yet, but it's an interesting idea. I'm not quite sure what I think about it yet.
You know, I was kind of like, at first, I was like, well, they're getting a scholarship and they're getting this, but then, you know, the argument is they bring in millions of dollars and you get to, I mean, you get to the, you know, NCAAs and the, football programs where they're paying coaches, you know, $10 million and this. And you got a runner that's going for the Heisman, and if somebody wants to sponsor him, but the university doesn't pay for it, though.
Right, it's a sponsorship.
It's a sponsorship. So Ford could sponsor the quarterback from LSU.
It's an interesting. I mean, especially when they you can think
take
about.
I guess they could take money from them.
They can take money, yeah. And thinking about, you know, these athletes who are, you know, we're headed on a road trip today down to the Bay Area for baseball, and you know, you're giving them $10 for a meal, and then in Atherton and. $10 doesn't go very far, you know.
It's not going to buy much.
Hopefully McDonald's, maybe. And so just there's that disparity, and you're hoping that those players can do what they can. We're not asking, for their cars or whatever. At our level, you know, it's just like, hey, how are we going to get across town, you know, to Tiger
Yeah, well, some of the, you know, in some of the big universities, they've got, like, local car dealership will give them a car, mm-hmm. you know, and hope that, you know, that player or that individual, that student doesn't crash it and do all these things. But, no, I found it interesting. First, I was totally against it. And I, you know, and I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know what? It's a capitalism, and these guys are, you know, their most football careers, and you know better than I do, but most football careers don't last a long time. You look at your running backs and your defensive backs, you would think they might last longer, but they don't. I think maybe 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
If that, you know, they're not all Tom Brady's.
Well, no, but they all, that's why they want to get that education while they're going to school so that they have something to fall back on, and the amount of money that they make, knowing that they are in a limited time frame. If I don't feel sorry for them if they end up at the end of that career and they don't have any money. That's kind of
Dan,
too bad about you.
Do you know? Let's just talk about that. You know the and you know you go to conferences and all this, and you've got teams like that. What's the graduation rate? You know, from, you know, in those colleges, because some colleges, they really push getting your degree while you're going there.
I think it just depends. And that's just the best way to put it. Like, you have, you know, some of those Indiana basketball teams under Bobby Knight in the late 90s who were 100% graduation rate. And then you'd have some teams who were like in the 30s. I think it just depends on what the school wants to do, you know, and how they approach that athletics. Yeah. I think every department's just a touch different. And I mean, our graduation rate is great. You know, we push a lot of our athletes to grad. That's number one is graduation. And even if it means, especially with this COVID years, a lot of these athletes are getting years back. And so you could actually hold on to them for longer. And I've seen schools do that. And we're like, nope, your goal is to be a nurse. Let's have you be a nurse. If you get to play one more season, great. But there's, at some point, it's prepare you for life, right?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. See, that's the whole thing with colleges. And some people, because of your athletic abilities,
get
a chance to go to a good university. But the bottom line is, your career as an athlete could end on the first day of practice if somebody takes your knee out. And what do you got to fall back on? You know.
And even these scholarships, I mean, there are some sports and some schools, obviously, that have this huge scholarship base. But like NCAA Division I baseball, you only have, you know, you're only allowed 11 scholarships, 11.7 scholarships. So you have only a third of your team who's getting any kind of scholarship. Those are still student loans for those players too. So it's, you know, I think we look at a lot of those really top end schools with these top end players who are going to be in the NFL anyways, or going to be in the NBA anyways, but
yeah, they have 40 scholarships for their football team.
Right.
And, but their football team's got like 70 people on it.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, so, we're here with Dan Tating, and somebody said in our chat room, your guest obviously loves his position, and he speaks with such a smiley face. Very nice to see you here.
And that's true. And people don't realize that smile comes across. Okay.
Yeah. I was curious if that was being streamed. I'm like,
it's being streamed. Yeah, you look great. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. This hospital is so far been recognized in so many ways, both in their cardiovascular and their heart surgery. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid give them, you know, top ratings. LeapFrog, which measures all of the hospitals in the United States, rates them as an A. And you might want to go and check, you know, your hospital before you go in there and see, is this an A rating or a D rating? You know, just things like that. But this is Shasta Regional Medical Center. TAVR valve replacement, Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system, all of these things that Shasta Regional Medical Center has. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Resort and Casino's Ultimate Tailgate Party is the talk of the town.
Football is life.
Get in the game.
Sunday, February 13th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Score on food, drinks, party favors, prizes, and kickoff for cash.
Catch the big game on 5 large TV screens and 2 super-sized ones.
Must be 21 to attend this exciting event.
Game day buffet included with tickets. Doors open at 2 p.m.
Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River.
Tickets on sale at WindRiver.com.
Find your ultimate tailgate moment only at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Plan for a whole Valentine's weekend with special entrees served all weekend long at Black Bear Diner. That's right, from Friday through Monday, February 12th through the 14th, bring your special date or the whole family for a sweet meal. Choose choice New York steak with hollandaise sauce and sautéed mushrooms, a light grilled salmon with lemon butter cream sauce, or a slow roasted prime rib. Be sure to top it off with a slice of limited time lemon drop cheesecake. Make your Valentine's weekend very special. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Let me see. Today is just the second week, right?
Yes.
So tomorrow we have Patrick Gorin, attorney at law, will be joining us, and a couple other people. So on Friday, the before the weekend, and we'll remind some people of things going on. But today, Trish and I are with Dan Tading, who is the athletic director of Simpson University. I thought that this was going to be like a 30-minute interview, but it's not.
There's always so much to talk about about Simpson and well, everything that's going on.
The 100th anniversary of Simpson. They've been here for 30 years. And Dr. Norm Hall sincerely means it when he says Reading's hometown university. He means that. And he's been expanding the number of we're talking about the athletic teams, but the number also of academic offerings, different majors you can get into. And of course, it's always been known as a teacher and a nurses, but they're into other so many other things in the STEM, all of these things, science, technology, math.
Yeah, my nerdy side for sure is excited that they're starting the STEM and the engineering. My oldest is going to be an engineer. He's graduating this year, and my youngest is looking into going into computer engineering. And so, you know, I'm excited that we're going to have that locally. It's such a great welcome.
Was he a nerd? I mean, you're an athletic guy.
Yes.
Was the one going into computer engineering? He's kind of a nerdy little kid.
No, he was
or not.
He was, you know, athletic. Both my kids played. My oldest played at Foothill. He went to Foothill High School,
yeah.
And when I was teaching there, and he played basketball and baseball, and was still part of the mathletes and those math engineering type clubs. And those a lot of those kids are so multidimensional. It's great to see
it
them
is.
Grow.
It's yeah. a little known fact that I took a. Programming class.
I know. I remember you did.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember
I
you
took a programming
that.
Class.
What did you do with it?
Yeah, it's still sitting there. I did all of the typing to program something, you know, and now, you know, there's so many shortcuts now, but they wouldn't let us do that. We had to actually program a website. I mean, typing in the code. And let me tell you, that's not easy. Because the other sites, you know, they're just shortcuts. You just go to them and put it in there, and it helps. But you got to learn how to code first.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The youngest has been to a few coding camps where he learned.
Well, and the thing is if you're a good coder, I guess you can get a job most anywhere.
I think, if you have that mindset, you can find a
job. It's the mindset.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's the mindset. Yeah. Where do you see you're now the athletic director. Where do you see Simpson growing in the next 5 years?
We're always looking at new sports. And
yeah.
So that's part of it. But I think a big part of it is just that growth with the success rate of the teams. There's a huge correlation between high academic, high achieving schools and good quality programs that are both like music and athletics. And I think that athletics is just one of those driving forces that we've had, but I think as the athletics department gets better, I think everything's going to get better. It's just more of a symptom of a really healthy, strong, successful place.
Exactly, and to build strong individuals that are well-rounded, got the whole package when they go out into the world.
And let's not forget that a lot of kids aren't academically inclined. I mean, it's hard for them to express themselves like that. But when you have music, and you have theater, and you have athletics, cheer, this is a way for them to express themselves, and it gives them the impetus to keep that GPA up.
Oh,
and
yes.
It gives them that ability then to go on to that next step in life, whether they become service-oriented or academically. Both are equally important.
We have such a huge role and responsibility in shaping these young men and women to be great, great leaders in the community. And I think it's great to see when you have a kid who maybe doesn't come in as a high academic achiever, and you watch as a coach will build them up as a person, and then all of a sudden, wow, they start perform in the classroom because they learn those lessons in life that you need to learn.
When they're competing and being a part of a team, that's a whole different set of learning that goes into their makeup, rather than just individually striving for their classes. You have to be a part of a team. That's a big responsibility. It's not just about you. It's about the whole team competing and succeeding.
Especially as we grow, as Simpson University has been growing athletically, our athletes are more now front and center, right, in the community. And so we talk about how big of a responsibility that is to not only give back to the community, but also
be a role model.
We, you know, it's not only are we running these camps so that way these younger kids can come to the campus and see that and have a good experience athletically, but it grows our athletes. I mean, we said that something as small as we did the Salvation Army bell ringing for the baseball team and the wrestling team and the basketball, and we just all these teams, and I had countless number of athletes that were thanking me for that experience because they never thought that that would be important to them.
It's difficult for young people sometimes to be in a group of adults and what have you and be able to make small talk, if you will, socially interact with the community. And those are opportunities that they get to actually mix with the people of the community and learn how to be socially involved.
Right, exactly. And they were having fun. I mean, it was just, I had so many messages from the from community members I didn't know saying, your groups were so fun doing the bell ringing. It wasn't just a matter of they got us to donate to the Salvation Army. It was a matter of that they were just having fun being together and interacting with people.
And yeah, it's good experience for them.
Guys. Good job.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, you know what? It's been fun. You know, have we met before? If it was, it was kind of in one of the meetings. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you came in one time with
Dr. Hall.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
And but it's good to know we've got somebody in charge of Simpson's athletics that it's not just athletics. It's the whole person that you go into. And I agree with you. If they learn the discipline and the responsibility of an athletic, being, you know, a member of a team, that this has got to transfer over to the scholastic side.
Yeah, thank you so much. We take a huge pride in that, and I hope we can continue to build that.
Well, it builds the discipline in them to do that, and then that transfers over to their study habits and being able to segregate their time because they only have if they're involved in music or sports or what have you, their time is limited, so they've got to excel in those areas. You got this much time for studying, they've got to be able to discipline themselves to do it. They learn that through being a part of a team.
It's amazing, that transformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all part of the building their personality to be a well-rounded individual.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming and sharing our time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Anytime. It's great.
You
great chit-chatting about everything.
And the comment on, you do have a nice smile, and you come across that way. I don't think people actually realize a lot of times that when you answer a phone or when you're talking, that transfers across the lines. You answer the telephone with a frown on your face and a blah, blah, blah. That people hear that on the other end of the line.
Linda has always said, if we're doing a commercial, smile.
Absolutely.
While you're doing it. Smile while you're doing a commercial. And you can hear that in Linda's commercials much more than mine. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It means a lot.
My coaches laugh because I do tell them, like, when you're recruiting and you're talking, smile on the phone. Smile on the phone. It comes across that you're so that you're being your true self.
The girl that answered the telephone for the county administrative office in Jasta County, there was a big article at one point about Kathy. And she answered the phone and they said that she was the voice of Shasta County, but you couldn't call, and a lot of times when you call a county number, you're kind of irritated because you've got a problem or something. But once you've talked to Kathy on the phone, when she answered the phone, you can't help but be in a better mood. So we said that she was a great clearing entrance for us.
That's great.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, no.
There
was a big article in the Record Searchlight about the voice of Shasta County,
Kathy
Albright.
And I tell you what, when you have to go through this, you know, phone tree, that's the one thing I would tell you all. I'm going to give a hint when we're off the air about your phone tree over there. I mean, it works.
Right.
In fact, it's not the phones. It's your website. Mm-hmm. That having everybody, you know, like having the main parts on one page so you don't have to flip through all the other ones. Mm-hmm. But if that's the only negative thing I can think about for Simpson University, and it is, y'all are doing okay.
We're going to fix that for sure now.
Yeah.
go in there and yeah.
Trish, there's so many things going on that are important, that are contentious. And I like kind of finishing up the day with something that's positive.
Okay.
Well, and this is it.
And a little reminder that the logging conference is going on down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
That's right.
Huge interest in this community. We're so glad to have it back, and they're down there. Take the time. The weather's beautiful to go down and look at all that. It's a big, big part of the economy of Shasta County.
Yeah. I went down there hoping to throw an axe, and they didn't let me. It was their media day, and instead of throwing axes, you threw beer cans at the target. I'm not sure how that worked that way, but to me,
I wanted to throw the axe.
Mm-hmm. But you had a bunch of media people there, and that could have been dangerous.
That's absolutely true.
Hey, everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against bad guys. Hey, let's all be good guys today.
No, I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.